Imagine you're given an intelligence test to assess your placement in school or your qualification for a job. The test is an anagram task that requires you to rearrange groups of letters to form English words. Let's say these were some of the anagrams you were given. Take a moment and see if you can find each of the one-word solutions quickly. Hurry. Feeling frustrated? It might be because these anagrams are unsolvable. But with anyone's heart starting to race or palms getting sweaty, maybe you were feeling afraid that you would fail. These are the exact feelings I hope to evoke in my study's participants. I was especially interested in those with extremely high standards for themselves and an intense fear of falling short, maladaptive perfectionists. So what do we know about perfectionists? Well, they tend to ruminate on their mistakes, meaning they dwell on their failures and flaws, turning them over and over in their head. And they do this until they end up feeling distressed. So I wondered, what would this pattern look like in the exact moment that a perfectionist faces failure? I studied this in the lab by giving participants a questionnaire to first measure their level of perfectionism. Participants then took a fake intelligence test to induce two levels of failure. One group received an anagram task that was mildly difficult, but not impossible. And they were told an average score among college students that was slightly out of reach from what they could achieve. A second group received an anagram task that was extremely difficult, with challenging and even a few unsolvable anagrams like these, and they were told an average score that was far out of reach from how they could perform. I measured everyone's rumination and distress after the task ended. What I found is that perfectionism predicted how much someone would ruminate, but only in the mildly difficult test condition, not the extremely difficult one, which is an interesting discovery. In other words, in a situation with a slight risk of failure, perfectionists ruminated more than non-perfectionists. But when that failure felt more extreme, perfectionists and non-perfectionists ruminated the same. So my research supports the idea that at extreme levels of failure, perfectionists may reevaluate their goals in a healthy way, the way that non-perfectionists do whenever they fall short of standards. So the takeaway is not that perfectionists should give up when things get hard, but rather, when goals are unattainable, they need to be reevaluated. Overall, my study shows that there may be this sweet spot, or perhaps sour spot, of failure for perfectionists. It's a slight failure where they just miss the mark that is particularly distressing. So perhaps if in these situations, perfectionists can direct their attention to reevaluating their goals rather than dwelling on their own shortcomings, they can reduce their rumination and ultimately their distress. Thank you.